You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Ooh, welcome to Nerd Overload.
No, just like really, really vampire. Like go straight up Dracula. Okay. Do a hard Dracula.
A hard Dracula? I'll do a hard Dracula.
Bleh! Welcome to Nerd Overload, your spooky nerd and pop and geek culture show. Bleh! Vampire.
Oh, God. Oh, my God. That was the scariest thing I've ever heard. I'm Cody.
I'm Josh.
I'm Sam.
And I'm Samantha.
Oh, we have a whole bunch of spooky, scary news to go over. I don't know how spooky and scary it is, but hey, maybe it'll rattle some bones. Who knows?
Oh, look out for those bats.
Yeah.
Thunder. But,
Thunder crash.
That impression sucked.
Ah. Ah.
But hey, first let's get into a few things we've been checking out.
I'm just setting the mood. That has nothing to do with anything I've checked out.
Oh, sure. Yeah, no. So, yeah, the big one that I have this week is invited out to Wizard World Columbus. That was last weekend. Got to spend Friday and Saturday down there. I should mention at the top of this, we were invited to go out there. So, you know, thank you very much, Wizard.
Thank you, the Wizard.
Thank you, the Wizard. Thank you, Jerry the Wizard.
Wizard of Cons.
Yes. But no, it was fun. We walked around, and I mean, it's a Wizard World Con, so you know pretty much what you're going to be getting into as soon as you walk in. I think they have like reconfigured like their general con planning area from the last couple of years, because I don't know, when was the last time you guys went to a Wizard World Con?
I don't even know.
It's been like 3 or 4 years probably.
I don't remember if it was the one where you and I went to Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
Or I went to one of the Columbus ones. Okay. I can't remember the last one I went to.
Okay. Well, they don't have the giant tower of t-shirts anymore.
Oh, that company probably went under.
Yeah, more than likely. But yeah, it's laid out kind of weird. It's like as soon as you walk in the door, there is a bandstand area where there is live music being played. Like as soon as you walk in the door.
It's cool that they have live music, but maybe that's not the place for it.
Yeah, it's well, what happens is that is also where the costume contest gets run, and it ends up causing a huge, huge glut of congestion and right in front of the door, the in and out,
wow.
When you're trying to leave at night and people are lined up.
I remember the first year Wizard did the Wizard World in Columbus, because I went. And they had all the special guests right in front of the door.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I remember that. No, now they relegate the celebrity zoo to the back wall so that you have to walk all the way through the con to stare at and poke the glass.
They've been doing that for a while.
Don't look directly at Cary Elwes.
Oh, you weren't even allowed because he had his own private booth with 4 walls so you couldn't see inside. I've never seen a con have a celebrity like that.
That is weird.
I mostly remember just like signs of like no photography.
Yeah.
And seeing like con volunteers like trying to jump in front of people who are trying to take like secretive pictures.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's still some of that going on. But yeah, for Cary Elwes in particular, like you had to get in line and basically be ready to spend money because you're going into the Elwes tent.
That's absurd.
Going down the Cary hole.
I mean, not even Stan Lee had that.
Yeah, nobody's stealing his secrets.
Yeah. And unfortunately this year, we were given the opportunity to possibly interview a couple of the celebrities. Unfortunately, at the last minute, they both decided that they had better things to do. So we did not.
What's a nerd overload?
Yeah, basically. But it's a shame because I worked real hard on those questions for Wallace Shawn. I had some real humdingers, but that's okay. What makes me kind of sad is I wish I knew more about 80s professional wrestling, because I'm almost positive I would have had a heck of a time talking to the Honky Tonk Man, but I just had nothing to say to the man.
I think the best solution to this problem is to change our name to IGN.
Yeah, there we go. Perfect.
I think they might be more willing to speak with us.
Yes, yes. We're the Columbus Dispatch 2.
Electric Boogaloo.
Electric Boogaloo, yes. But there were a lot of vendors, like there always are. It seemed a little more sparse this year than previous years. Maybe part of that is because I have kind of gotten out of that whole, going to cons looking for cool stuff to buy. That's kind of not why I go anymore. Anything that you see in a booth, you can find online for probably cheaper. Plus, they had some booths for, like, there was someone selling chocolate. Just, like, gourmet chocolate. I mean, it was really good chocolate. It was, like, they were, like, Twix-sized, but they were truffles in different flavors. Oh, my God. Super, super good. But they had that. They had a bubble tea stand for people buying bubble tea.
Oh, bad.
I mean, bubble tea has really gotten gained in popularity. There's a whole bubble tea, like...
Bubble tea is good.
Like, like food thing in the Polaris food court.
They had a bar set up so that you can buy your mixed drinks and beers.
Why not?
For an extended price while walking around. I almost bought a Bud Light for my Wolverine costume just because it seemed fitting. But
I mean, I noticed one thing about this year was they didn't have as many like fresh in the mind like celebrities like they normally do.
Yeah, yeah.
Like no Jason Momoa.
Yeah, yeah, normally they get like somebody big who's real popular right now, and that's enough to draw enough people to make it unbearable.
That's true. The biggest names they had were Carrie Elwes and Chris Sarandon from Princess Bride, and Tom Welling from Smallville.
Yeah, which is weird because I think he's coming back for the Flash crossover thing.
He is. Yeah, he's going to be part of that.
And not the woman who was part of the horrible cult.
Yeah, Chloe will not be coming back for this crossover. That is definitely not.
And that other actress went to prison.
No, that's the same one.
Is that the same one?
Yeah, that's the same one. No, Kristen Kruick, she did a Chun-Li movie and it didn't do well for her career. The other one is a legit crazy person.
Yeah, and went to jail for human trafficking.
Yep.
So anyway.
Was branded, literally branded as part of that.
Yeah, yeah, very, very weird. But
it's a weird story.
It's a weird story, but hey, let's talk more about Wizard World. So the reason I really go these days is go for cosplay, go see people in costume, and to go and dress up in costume, because that is kind of a fun, kind of creative outlet.
Yeah.
And there were quite a really good number of really well-done costumes.
The Columbus cosplay community is pretty solid.
Yeah, yeah. Actually, got to meet a few people this year. Got to run into my friend Byron. He was in the Moon Knight pictures that I put up. I see him just about every year. Met, there were a couple that Jordan and I swore we saw in Steel City when we went to the Steel City Con. And it turns out, they double dipped. So yeah, met another couple of cosplayers that did that. We went on Saturday in costume. I was plain clothes Wolverine. So I had the hair and the mutton chops and the claws and the leather jacket.
And an X-Men belt buckle.
And an X-Men belt buckle that did not last more than an hour because the epoxy never fully dried on it. And it just fell apart.
Mm.
But also Jordan went as Jubilee, because we found the rain slicker in a salvo.
I mean, it's really easy to do Jubilee.
Yeah, but no,
both turned out really great.
Well, thank you.
Oh, yeah,
thank
the pictures looked, it was good. I liked it.
Yeah, but so for every picture of a cosplayer that I put up on our Facebook or Instagram, just imagine there were about three that I didn't get because I get kind of weird about taking people's pictures at these cons. I don't like bothering them while they're in the process of buying things. If they look like they're busy, I'm not going to bug them. If they're kids, I'm not going to take pictures of kids unless the parent is like specifically going, hey, they're here for pictures. Do you want to take...
Hey, get my whole family or whatever.
Yeah. Speaking of whole family, there was a whole family that did a Toy Story, like Andy's Toys thing. Aww. And they were all walking around. And for photo ops, the mom would yell, Andy's home. And they would all fall on the ground in like various like toy limp positions. It was really cute. It was really, really cute.
That reminds me of, I want to say it was like maybe at a San Diego Comic-Con or something, but there was a couple running around dressed as Thomas and Martha Wayne.
Yes.
And every time they saw a Batman cosplayer, they just laid on the ground like they're dead.
Yeah, they would just drop. Yeah. Yeah. But no, there were some really good ones that I just, for whatever reason, couldn't get a picture of. There was a number 5 from the Umbrella Academy.
Oh.
Who dead on perfect. Came as the character both days. Day one, Friday, they were dressed as from the comics.
Yeah.
The comics. And the day two, they were dressed based on the
Netflix.
The Netflix.
I don't remember which one that is.
That's the kid. That's the one that came back from the future as a kid.
Okay.
And they were carrying around a mannequin bust like from the show. And every time we saw them, they were either in the process of buying something or staring way too hard at all that chocolate. So we just could not get a picture, but it was just phenomenal.
I think my favorite pictures were the one where the Magneto is like using magnetic powers on you. That was a good one.
Yeah, that was a good one.
And then the older couple that was like Old Man Logan.
Old Man Logan and old Rogue is who that was.
Oh, my favorite was Little Mac and Bear Hugger.
That was a good one. I was really surprised to see a Bear Hugger.
Yeah.
You never see Bear Hugger.
It's a cooler pool than King Hippo would be, because that's the obvious punch-out costume. That's the obvious one. But,
yeah. But, yeah.
Or
no.
Mike Tyson.
needed a Doc Lewis.
They did need a Doc Lewis. That's very true. But no, overall, I mean, it was a lot of fun. Hopefully next year get more pictures. I'd like to actually talk to some big name cosplayers.
They're, like the celebrity cosplayers who come and sit at a booth?
The ones that come and sit down and have booths. I did speak with Nightmage very briefly. He does a lot of like really super well done.
Is that the guy who's Spawn and stuff? Okay.
He's the one that was Spawn. He was Cyclops on day one and he was...
I remember one year I went, he was, that's the African-American gentleman, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. I remember one year he was Spawn the Redeemer.
Yes.
With the big angel wings.
The huge wings.
And he had to like walk through doors sideways because they were like, they were seriously like a 12 foot wingspan.
Oh, he was M. Bison.
Oh.
He was Dark M. Bison.
Yeah. I remember seeing him do that one before.
Yeah. But no, he was cool. We sat in on one panel this year. It was cosplay on a budget.
Mm.
It was kind of a joke because it was three of the cosplayers with booths basically just spitballing, I guess you could do this or that or whatever. Apparently, rule number one of cosplaying on a budget, buy everything you see.
That doesn't seem right.
That was an actual legit tip that they gave to people like cosplaying on a budget.
Huh.
And they're like, yeah, you can scrimp on everything. Buy a good wig. Spend all your money on the wig. You can figure out everything else.
Part one, you can't do it.
Con all of your friends to sign up for the Joann Fabrics coupons that they get in their text messages and then have them give them to you. Don't buy fabric online. These are all things that were in this. It's like, I thought it was going to be like, you know, how do you kind of get around, you know, how do you fake some things to make it look good without having to, you know, spend a bunch of money on like building an entire set of armor or like this, that, or the other. And the answer is no, you just do it.
Yeah, you can't. There's no way.
You just do it. Just clip coupons and do it.
Jeez.
I'm still disappointed I didn't get a picture with Ivy Doom Kitty that one year she was at Wizard World.
You really should have. Yeah.
She's been there a couple of years.
I don't think she does Wizard World cons anymore. I don't know why. I don't remember the reason.
It's Wizard World, so I mean, I wish I could say that the con was run a little better, but it wasn't. The sign-in process was a little...
Couldn't find Jerry,
and it took almost a half hour for us to get checked in.
Wow.
Yeah, that was not a good time. This year, I would give this con about a 7 out of 10. Mm. I mean, it was still fun. It helps that we had some discount tickets. That was great. If it were full price, I'm not sure if I would have come this year.
I mean, that's the whole reason I don't go anymore. Like, it's not worth like $60 a day or whatever.
Yeah,
it is.
Their entry price is just completely ridiculous.
Yeah.
Especially when they didn't have any huge names this year.
Yeah.
It's pay $60 to go in a room to spend more money, and I am not financially in a place where that sounds good, and probably never will be, because it just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, and I mean, they do sell coupons if you're looking in the right place for tickets. I think Jordan got hers for like 30 for the weekend.
Mm.
Yeah, which, and if you sign up early too, you can get a discount.
Yeah, but you know, it was still fun. I would still go to Wizard Cons. I'm looking forward to the next non-Wizard Cons for a little while. Honestly, although I think the next big one that's coming up is OhioCon, and
yeah, it's one of the anime cons.
You know, we had fun at OhioCon last year.
Yeah,
I mean, we got the hotel room, so that made it more fun.
Yeah,
because you don't have to drive home tired afterwards, and then you can eat pizza in a hotel room afterwards.
Oh, yeah, that's that. And if you want to escape some of the, like, you know, the anime nerds, you can just go away for a little while and come back.
Oh, you still hear him through the wall.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah, I'm sure you do.
That morning when we got up, we heard somebody in one of the other rooms go, "Oh, what a kawaii morning."
Oh. I would have pounded on the wall and yelled, "Baka." Yeah.
Oh my god.
But it was fun. I do. It's probably too late to get.
Oh, I'm sure.
Yeah, get a hotel room now, but I would do it again.
I mean, it's January, so I mean, you still have some time.
Oh man, all those hotels get booked so quick. Oh,
yeah.
Like as soon as an event is announced.
I think last year we
maybe
booked
one down the street or something.
Yeah, we booked it like 6 months in advance last time.
Wow.
I like Met SurreyCon better
mm-hmm.
than OhioCon. It just seems like it's maybe run a little better.
There's also Colossicon up in like Sandusky.
Yeah,
I've never been there.
I've never done that one. Yeah,
that's the one at the water park, right?
Yeah, that's the one at Kalahari. Yeah,
yeah.
They've gotten Jessica Nigri a couple times.
Yeah, I was gonna say that's the one where like a lot of the bigger name like cosplayers will show up and
probably because it's in a water park.
Well, probably yeah.
But Matsurikon usually has some pretty good voice actor guests.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they usually get some pretty good guests. Yeah, I do like MatsuriCon a little more than the other. I'm really looking forward to Indie PopCon again this year. We missed it this year, and I regret not going.
Because I haven't been to one, and I would be down for that.
Yeah, yeah. We'll get it figured out, because that's a really fun one. I mean, it's a five-hour drive, so, you know, it's definitely
there
worth getting.
There and back, or just there?
Just there.
Wow.
Yeah, it's 5 hours, but it's doable, and if you make it a whole weekend, then awesome.
Yeah, one should not like say drive to I don't know Chicago and back as
Schaumburg,
a day trip.
Illinois.
Yeah. Hey, we made it in 24 hours.
Barely.
We gotta go to the rad Pac-Man restaurant.
Yeah, it was rad.
We should have went to Galloping Ghosts. It would have been worth it.
We should have, but we found that we went to that mall and found that weird anime store.
That's right, Anime Palace.
Yeah.
It was an Anime Palace. Anime Palace is in a storage unit in Columbus.
Oh, that's right. I forget what it was called then. Sorry.
It's all right.
No shout outs for you, anime store in the Schaumburg Mall.
The only other thing I checked out this week is I finished the second Shovel Knight game. I finished Plague Knight.
Yay.
Despite having a broken Joy-Con, I fought against the elements.
Made it extra fun.
I played it on hard mode. I physical hard mode. But you know what? I 100%ed it, so I got the specialty cloak, which it's cool. If you 100% a Shovel Knight, you just get, oh, hey, you get 100%. That's great. Plague Knight, you actually get a separate like item, like a cloak that randomly generates different bomb sets and changes them every 8 seconds.
Hmm.
Cool.
And it's just like, it's crazy. It's called the Pandemonium Cloak. It's awesome.
That's a great name.
Yeah. I like the story that it told. I really like the characters. Plague Knight is probably one of my favorite. I'm glad they really expanded on his character. I like the interplay between him and Mona, who was just a NPC from the Shovel Knight.
Yeah, you could play a mini game. She had a mini game you could do.
Yeah.
Is that the witch hiding like in the one room you got to bash the bottles around?
Yeah.
Yeah. The very sad alchemist in the corner.
Yeah.
She turns out she's super rad. I just don't like playing as Plague Knight. I just don't like it.
I've been playing Shovel Knight after you talked about it last week.
Yeah.
And Plague Knight's really easy to beat.
Yeah.
Not a hard boss fight.
No.
Oh, Plague Knight he's easy to beat, but like I don't like playing him in like his campaign.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know. I'm looking forward to starting
I think you mean she.
Spectre Knight?
At least in my game.
Oh, yeah. Right, because you could change the gender on everything now, right?
Everyone in my Shovel Knight is female.
Nice, nice. Yeah, I'm looking forward to starting Spectre Knight. Some of the mechanics on that look super great, and I just can't wait. And I guess December is the release date for the other stuff.
For the rest of it.
The rest of it.
Okay.
Including the Showdown, which is going to be awesome.
They should make the Baz playable.
He is playable.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, all of the ancillary characters are playable. All of the ancillary characters that show up in each of the three games are playable, which means Mona is playable. Mm-hmm. The generic, like, weird knight that you have to fight sometimes, the gold knight, the gold armor, I think is what the character's name is a playable character with its own story mode. Each character gets its own, like, 20-minute story mode.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's
insane.
They've done way too much.
Yeah, but I can't wait.
I mean, when Shovel Knight's really the only game you got going on right now.
And they said that after this, I listened to some interviews and stuff they were doing. After this, they want to move on to other non-Shovel Knight projects, but they're going to keep Shovel Knight 2 in the back of their head, so it's going to happen eventually.
I mean, they just kickstarted a board game
yeah.
for Shovel Knight.
Yeah.
I went to a sort of con.
Okay.
I went to the Ohio Renaissance Festival.
Hey, that is kind of a con.
Yeah.
I'm jealous. I wanted to go this year, but we haven't had the time.
Yeah, and I think this weekend is the last weekend.
Aww.
So, yeah, I went. It was a good time. Weather was amazingly perfect.
Yeah, good.
It was the best. It was like that right amount of like sunny and chill that I could keep my shirt, like keep my jacket on, and it didn't matter.
You can keep your shirt off.
Yes. Yes. But it was good. I went and watched the first joust of the day, and it was good. There was a lot of stuff going on. Like, they have a female jouster now who's nice. Part of their jousting league or whatever.
That's rad.
That's excellent.
Yep. She was really funny. Canadian. She told like a really funny joke like in between matches or whatever. Mm-hmm. She's riding around and she's like, good sir. Since I'm Canadian, I have the greatest pickup line for you. And he's like, okay, go ahead. And he's like, are you a maple tree? Because I'd tap it.
That's funny.
That sounds like Ren Faire humor.
Yep. Oh, yeah. I mean, it's probably the cleanest joke that was told all day by anybody at the Renaissance Festival. But no, I recorded the joust and I put it on my personal Facebook. I might upload it to the
Nerd Overload one. Yeah, go for it.
Do it, yeah.
But she was unhorsed and I felt really bad because it took her a minute to get up.
Oh.
And I'm sure like they're used to that kind of thing, but she sat there and I was like, oh man, I hope she's not hurt really bad. And then the match between the knight that beat her and the reigning champion knight or whatever had a double unhorsing.
Oh, really?
Like, I was watching the knight that my section was supposed to be cheering on, and Nicole was watching the other guy.
Mm-hmm.
The other dude was huge.
Yeah.
Like, Sir Lawrence or whatever. And like,
Sir Loin.
No, seriously. The dude was huge. Like, he was a big dude. And I watched my knight fall off his horse, but he like landed on like his knees and kind of did like a roll. And when he like stopped, he was still upright and he dabbed.
Oh, nice.
It was great.
Dab night.
Yeah, he was dab night. And then the other guy, which I missed because I was recording him, when he fell off his horse, he was just laying on the ground. And it took like a bunch of people to get him back up.
Oh, really? Oh, wow.
Yeah, it was kind of bananas. And I was like, oh, man.
Well, did you get your flagon of mead? Did you get your giant turkey leg?
I never liked the giant turkey legs.
Really?
Yeah, I've never liked the way they tasted.
Oh.
Sure, they smell all right when you're mm-hmm. walking around.
Yeah. They smell delicious, yeah.
We didn't either when we went. We had orange chicken, I
Not
think.
Orange
Not orange chicken. What was
bourbon
it?
Bourbon chicken.
Bourbon chicken.
Oh, that bourbon chicken booth is chicken. Good. That bourbon chicken booth is really good.
Yeah.
Okay. They've done a lot of improvements to the grounds this year.
Oh, good. Good.
I think all the female facilities are plumbing.
Oh, nice.
I saw some other shows. I mean, it was just a really good time.
Cool. Well, good. Did you go in costume?
No. I mean, no. I wear Renaissance style garb every week, so it's like my day off or whatever.
Oh, gotcha.
I'm here to have fun, not
I'm not here to work.
Yeah. Now, was there a theme for this one, or was it
It was Romance Weekend.
Romance Weekend. Aww. Oh, very nice.
Well, I watched a couple get married in the church.
That's excellent.
Mm-hmm. There was
That's
like excellent. A big parade and stuff, and it was really cute.
Yeah. How many time travelers did you see walking around? Like specific Doctor Who or Star Trek?
I honestly did not see any, and it really? Surprised me. I saw plenty of steampunks.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Always see those.
I saw a full-on Mandalorian when we went.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't surprise me. I remember going some years and seeing like a Klingon or Stormtrooper or something. I didn't really see a lot of that.
Mm. They do have the specific Time Traveler's Weekend. Maybe that kind of...
Yeah, Time Traveler's Weekend, I think, is like the second weekend or something.
Mm, okay. That would be fun to go to. But then you run into like there's 50 Star Treks and a Doctor Who.
Yeah. Suddenly it's a sci-fi convention.
It's a sci-fi
con. And nobody's special.
In the woods. And it's like, yeah. Come on.
Yeah. I mean, it was a good time, though. Of course, I always love going to the Renaissance Festival. It's like one of my favorite things I do during the year.
I'd wear my Star Trek uniform if it still fits.
Oh, yeah. I would, too. I'd dust that thing off. Why not? What the heck?
I saw a lot of, like, people dressed as elves. Of course, you always have that. One guy I did see in costume, he was like a full-on minotaur.
Nice!
And he had like his cow head, like a moving mouth and everything.
Wow, really?
Yeah, and he like was just like stomping around and like he's
impressive.
Like in a real gruff voice, like, excuse me, out of the way! and somebody's like, how does your mouth move? He goes, just like you!
It makes me think of the movie we watched half of the other night. Waxwork?
Yeah.
It had a werewolf in it whose mouth could not open or close. And they just show it like it's supposed to be biting someone, and the actor is just kind of pushing the head at them. It was a super corny 80s teen horror movie that was pretty good, but then we both kind of passed out. That's our spooky movie review for this week, is half of Waxwork. And then partway, like about 5 minutes in, I'm like, I've seen this before. Like it was a Blockbuster rental from high school.
Nice. All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and take a break here, and when we come back, we'll get into some news.
Hey, everybody, we're back. That was the MASH. It was the Monster MASH.
It was a Graveyard Smash. Yeah.
By Bobby Boris Pickett. We play it every year. It's you got to.
It's tradition. It's the spooky times. We need the spooky songs.
Too bad we can't play the Starbomb Castlevania one.
Yeah. There's only like a couple of curses in it, but it's just enough.
I mean, it's a Starbomb song.
Well, yeah.
It's nothing but swears.
I don't like Starbomb.
Really?
No, I don't.
You used to.
Aaron can't rap.
He can't.
He's really bad.
And that was the joke on the first one, was that Aaron can't rap. And then the second one was like, no, he's really trying.
And it was like on the Billboard top charts for comedy or some crap. And it's like,
no.
He can't rap. And like, it's obvious video game jokes that you would see in a webcomic from 2002.
Which is about around the time that he would be making webcomics. Yeah. That sort of thing. So that tracks.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, let's go ahead and get into some news. Let's start off with the big one.
Let's go from Star Bomb to Star Wars.
There we go. I like that transition.
Depending on who you talk to, they're one and the same.
Oh. So anyway, yeah, there was a trailer, the final trailer for Star Wars Episode 9, The Rise of Skywalker.
The end of the saga.
Yeah, final trailer for the final Star Wars.
The last Star Wars you're ever going to see ever. They're going to be done forever after it, except for they're totally not.
They're going to round up all the toys and merchandise and burn it in a gigantic bonfire that'll be visible from space.
They're going to launch space.
Isn't that what they did with Star Trek?
No, that was James Doohan.
I had lots of Star Trek toys.
They launched him into space.
Oh, they did.
Yeah, they kind of did. Anyway, we all watched this.
No, seriously, his ashes were in space.
So anyway, yeah, we watched the trailer, and what do you guys think?
It was a Star War.
Yeah.
I feel like it, in the scheme of modern trailers, I think it maybe gave away a little too much.
See, I don't get that at all. I mean, I get that it showed off a lot of set pieces, and it showed off a lot of the characters that are going to be active during the film.
Mm-hmm.
But as far as plot goes, I have no idea how they're going to fit all these pieces together.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of like the fact they had like Rey like stomping around the old Death Star or whatever, because it's a
that
nice
was cool.
It's a technically it's Death Star 2, but it harkens back to when she was scrapping around in that Star Destroyer in the first movie.
Yep, I like that. Now, does that mean that this planet that it landed on, is that the planet that Endor was the moon of?
Sure.
I think there are multiple planets in that particular little system.
Okay.
I would imagine when the Death Star blew up, it went everywhere.
Gotcha.
It's everywhere.
Though I remember seeing a scientific dissection of what would happen to the forest moon of Endor if the Death Star blew up next to it, and it would have just basically destroyed that entire planetoid.
Fantasy space movie.
I know. But anyway.
Anyway, this trailer showed off a couple of different things. We got a look at Rose. So yep. Rose is coming back, at least in some way, shape, or form, which is good.
Until they kill her off in the first 10 minutes.
Boy, I will be so unhappy if that happens.
Oh, I'll be stupid, man.
That's almost walkout.
Yeah.
Level.
It is.
But
it
I'm
is.
Not going to walk out.
Honestly, I kind of hope that they continue the storyline of Finn and Rose. I mean, I didn't. The love angle came out of super left field in the last movie.
But it doesn't mean they can't redeem it in this one.
Yeah. If they were to just continue it and be like, oh, no, hey,
we don't know how much time has passed between the end of that one and this one.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, heck, between Empire and Jedi.
They're married and they have three kids.
Well, Empire and Jedi, I think, had like a 3-year gap.
Yeah.
Like an actual timeline.
Something like that. Yeah. Yeah.
It's prime for spinoff movies.
Oh, yeah. See, that's it. Yeah, you got to build in some of those gaps to, you know, fill in later on. But no, we saw them. We saw all of our favorites.
All your favorite star folks.
Yep. Lando's back. He's in there.
Yep.
That's pretty cool.
He was one of the only remaining original trilogy characters they hadn't really used.
Yeah, and I'm glad he's back. I honestly hope they don't get into the parentage of Rey. I don't want that. Yeah. I want her to just be...
Just a person.
Just a person that happened to have the Force.
I don't want her to be like, you know, the granddaughter of somebody or the daughter of somebody.
Or like a Skywalker, actually. Yeah,
an actual secret Skywalker.
Yeah.
I'm hoping the Skywalker thing is just a title.
Yeah. What I do want, however, is for Lando to take one look at Finn and go, hey, it's my long-lost grandson. You remember when your parents died and when you were a baby and the Empire scooped you up and took you into the military thing? I've been looking for you forever.
Remember when I lost you in a Pazak game?
Yeah. But no, seriously, I would really like to see some kind of familial kind of thing tied up with Finn.
Yeah.
And, I mean, there are only like two or three black folk in the Star Wars universe for some reason. So why not? It'd be kind of cool.
I mean, given like Lando's lifestyle, he probably has lots of kids running around.
All sorts of alien-human hybrid. And also some robots.
He's just Captain Kirking it everywhere.
Yeah. I just don't want J.J. Abrams to make every fanboy's wish come true. I'm worried it'll be too pandery.
Yeah, that's what I'm worried about. The inclusion of Palpatine kind of has me worried
I still think that's uninspired and not terribly interesting.
Now they can do something cool with it. They absolutely can do something cool with it. And the moment that they do something cool with it, I'd be like, okay, I was wrong about this.
Yeah, oh yeah.
I still think he's going to be a ghost. I don't think he's going to... I think he's just going to be like an evil specter kind of hanging around.
I bet he is going to be a Force ghost that is desperately trying to...
Get a physical form.
Take over the body of Kylo Ren.
Well, I read one rumor that the reason we maybe got Dark Rey in the last trailer was that maybe Palpatine's ghost is possessing Rey.
See, I saw that more of like a possible future.
A vision and not a real thing.
Yeah, like when in Empire, when Luke went into that those woods and had that weird freak out where he fought Darth Vader that turned out to be his own face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I figured it would be Palpatine doing something like that to Rey to like go, I could see that. Stick with me and this is what you can have. You can have a nutcracker lightsaber. It cracks nuts and also stabs people like a colon.
Like, maybe her name's Rey Palpatine.
Bum, bum, dun, bum. Dun, dun, dun. I mean, yeah, because Palpatine was not his first name.
Yeah. Shreve, I think.
Yes. Shreve, yeah. Yep.
Shreve Palpatine of Naboo.
Yep.
I mean, there's some other like good little like quick Gotthams in that trailer, too. Like, you see the ghost from Star Wars Rebels in the fleet.
Yeah.
For like literally 2 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
Which is about as much as we got it from her in Rogue One.
Yeah. We get some weird, ominous dialogue from C-3PO about him possibly dying or becoming another kind of robot.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was not prepared to tear up at my least favorite Star Wars character. But here we are.
I mean, I imagine this movie...
I don't remember seeing Jar Jar.
Aww.
It's okay. He's in the background pulling the strings as the super yeah. double secret Sith Lord.
C-3PO is your least favorite Star Wars character?
I don't like him.
Huh.
I don't like him. I mean, I understand his necessity in the movie as kind of the info dump, as well as kind of comic relief. And a lot of the R2-D2 things don't work as well with C-3PO not around. However, I think if I had to rate main cast one against the other one, not saying that he's bad, he just comes out at the bottom.
He definitely doesn't work alone.
Yeah.
He needs somebody to like bounce stuff off of. It's kind of like, what's his name?
Jay. No, from Clerks.
I mean, yes, but Emperor's New Groove, Tommy Boy.
David Spade.
Yes, David Spade. Yes, he's much like a droid David Spade. He needs a partner.
He needs a comedy partner. Yeah, for sure. Plus, while I shouldn't let the prequels color the way I think about some of these characters, the fact that little tiny baby Darth Vader built them is just a little bit too far in like the... It's one step too far in like the character building of C-3PO.
He was going to make Boba Fett and Darth Vader brothers too at one point.
Really?
Yep.
Oh, I'm glad they didn't do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Let's talk about not a Star Wars.
So what do we have that's not Star Wars?
There's Adventure Time's kind of coming back for 4 specials on HBO Max. Yeah. Almost said now.
Man, I am so angry. It is stupid.
Yeah. That, for one, they finished it and they closed it out good, I've heard. I don't know. I haven't actually watched it. And for two, it just really stinks that it's on HBO Max where nobody's going to see it.
Yeah.
Yep, there is not enough on HBO Max to warrant me because I don't care about Game of Thrones.
Which is over anyway.
Exactly.
Now, do you suppose this is going to be a continuation of the from the end of the original series? Or is it going to be like stories told within like the time frame of like the end of the series is still the end of the series?
The end of the series is still the end of the series. I think this takes place in the time between the end of that and then the super future time when everyone is gone.
Oh, okay.
Because it's called Distant Lands, and it definitely feels like it has a they're not on Ooh anymore kind of vibe.
Mm. Adventure Time in space.
Basically, yes. I mean, during Adventure Time, they did go to space a few times because of, you know, dealing with various really almost like super beings. Plus, Magic Man is from Mars. So.
Oh, yeah. Where Abe Lincoln is.
Aqua Teen, jeez. Nice.
Well, no, there's an Abe Lincoln on Mars in Adventure Time, isn't there?
No.
No? What am I thinking? I'm thinking in the original short, I think there is.
Maybe. I don't know. I haven't watched the original short. But anyway, but yeah, it looks like it's definitely like kind of space, because in the picture you see, it's they are in space. There's like space and asteroids and stuff behind them. And Bubblegum, Finn, and Marceline all have like spacesuit-like things. And Finn still has his robot arm. So it's definitely not telling the story within the series. It's definitely after. I'm still mad because the series ended, had a good ending, and as much as I was sad to see it go, it was done. It did not need more.
I just don't like seeing things on HBO. It just reminds me of being a kid and not being able to watch Fraggle Rock.
Oh, yeah. Yep, I agree with that.
And also the fact, you know, HBO Max, like, they didn't take Sesame Street, but...
Yeah,
they're getting the Sesame Street before everyone else.
Yeah, which is, goes against the ethos of Sesame Street, I think. I think giving it to a premium channel for rich kids to get it first is against the it's for everybody-ness of Sesame Street.
Yeah, it's really frustrating because the PBS kids don't get it like until like months after.
It's like 3 months.
It's ridiculous.
The kids who need it the most get it 3 months later. It sucks.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's another one of the things. It's almost like the streaming service equivalent of like the Epic Games Store. Like they're taking stuff that's good and they're just like, well, we shelled out the most money for it, so we get it.
Yeah.
Too bad for your luck.
Yeah.
Don't worry, the streaming service boom is
it's gonna bubble, pop soon.
The bubble's gonna pop.
Oh yeah, that bubble's gonna pop and we're probably only gonna have 4 people left standing.
Yeah.
Netflix, Hulu, Amazon, and probably Disney Plus.
Disney Plus, yeah. All right, so hey, let's move on to our next topic. So what's this Fallout 76 thing?
Oh, yeah. More Fallout 76 news. It continues to giveth. This time, it's not a dumb thing that happened on accident. It's a dumb thing that happened on purpose. Bethesda is going to start a subscription service for the game that lets you have your own private servers to play on.
Okay.
And it has some extra, you get some extra garbage, but like at this point, who cares?
Yeah.
Nobody, this will be great for the 12 people who play that game.
Yeah. They'll get their one private server and that'll be it.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
I don't think anyone was asking for this.
No, I don't think so either.
That, and they delayed the expansion that actually sounds cool, that adds in NPCs and makes it an actual game, got delayed until 2020.
Wow, really? Jeez.
So, you know.
Yeah, that is a step in the wrong direction for them. My gosh.
Again.
Yeah.
Bethesda.
Surprise.
They just keep stumbling over their own shoelaces.
Yeah.
Again and again and again. It's not like some evil goose is chasing them and untying them. They're just too lazy to tie them themselves.
Except for their, like, outside studios, like, Id and Dishonored, the Dishonored people, they make good ones.
Yeah.
I can't remember the name of that studio. Arcane.
Yeah.
They're good. It just seems like main Bethesda can't do a good anymore. Mm. I don't know what happened.
I mean, come on. They did Skyrim. People loved it. a little too much.
Yeah, not my favorite Elder Scrolls, but it's okay.
Yeah, and then what do? They make an online Elder Scrolls, and...
I've heard that's good, though.
It's okay. And they re-release Skyrim 800 times.
Yeah.
Instead of giving us a new Elder Scrolls.
And they make Fallout 4, and it's not very good.
Exactly. And then we get online Fallout, which is... It's not very good.
It's been and continues to get worse and worse.
They just can't get back to form, I guess. I don't know. Maybe they've gotten too big. Maybe whoever their corporate overlords are or whatever have been breathing down their neck too hard.
I wonder if we'll see the next Elder Scrolls at the next E3. Oh, speaking of, there's another stinky thing they did, that crappy Elder Scrolls mobile game that sucks.
Oh, Blades? Mm.
Yeah. It was fun until you kind of run out of stuff to do real quick. And it just wants you to do the same things over and over again.
I don't even know why that's on my phone still. I haven't touched it since the day it came out. Actually, I got it a little bit before the day because I got the weird test or whatever.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Todd let you in early.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. All right. So, hey, moving on. So, Margot Robbie might be working on a Tank Girl movie.
Sounds good to me. I love that movie.
I love the comic. I think... It's a perfect fit. I really think, it's funny, the type of character that Harley Quinn in the comics is currently is very close to Tank Girl.
Yeah.
Which is what they're basing this Harley Quinn and Birds of Prey movie it's based off of that comic.
Yeah.
Starring Margot Robbie. And now it's coming full circle back to.
I mean, there's even like one of the Harley Quinn covers was a direct reference to Tank Girl.
Yeah. So for folks who don't know, Tank Girl was a comic series. It was British, or it was done by a couple of Brits. Jamie Hewlett?
Yeah.
Yeah, one of the guys from the Gorillaz. And I forget the other guy that worked on it, but there's two of them. But it was, you know, it was a very popular, like, kind of underground comic.
Post-apocalypse in Australia.
Yeah.
Dadaist almost. Dadaist. Yeah.
Yeah, everything was run by the... water and power, because water is like much like Waterworld. Water is the big. Wait, no, the opposite of Waterworld, because everybody lives on boats in Waterworld.
Yeah,
they have too much water. Yeah. In this world, they don't have enough.
It's like Mad Max, but instead of fighting over gasoline, they're fighting over water.
Right.
Or in the case of Fury Road, they also needed that water.
They also needed the water. Yeah.
The Aquacola.
Yeah, but you follow Tank Girl and her two friends, Jet Girl and Sub Girl. And they just kind of have crazy adventures.
Yep, and Tank Girl's tank is kind of sentient?
Kind of, sort of. Yeah, like there's a shot of, I think at one point she put a brain of something in it, but it's like semi-sentient.
Yeah, like it basically comes when she calls it.
Yeah. Anyway, they made a movie of this back in the mid-90s, early to mid-90s.
Yep.
Starring Lori Petty, and it was great. Like, yeah. The movie's a mess, but I kind of love it.
Yeah.
Who was the villain? He was like the big villain back in the day.
Malcolm McDowell.
Yeah.
I love the art in the comics. Don't really care for the comics themselves all that much.
Really?
It's too wacky, and it's too all over the place. Like, it's almost hard to follow.
It's like a weird...
So lucid, like...
Yeah, see, I kind of like that. Like, you know, the kind of sit down and, you know, you're in for a trip kind of thing.
It was definitely that.
But I love the art. Like, it's worth it to me just to look at.
Man, when they started putting new Tank Girl comics out, like, a while ago...
Yeah.
Man, I was getting all of them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And the original Tank Girl movie, unfortunately, was kind of mired by studio interference. The director had a real clear vision of what she wanted to do with the movie. And the studio came in and, like, mandated, like, this, that, and the other, and, like, had them change a bunch of things. So, like, any time in the movie that it cut to a artistic rendering of what was going on, it's because the studio decided, hey, we're not going to give you the money to film this. So, yeah, and it's kind of cut up all over the place. That movie also gave us rapper Ice-T in a man kangaroo costume, which was weird.
No, you said that, and I know I've seen the movie 1,000 times.
Yeah.
But the image that went in my head was that movie with Kung Fu kangaroos.
Oh, yeah, the...
I thought you
were going to say... Warriors of Virtue.
Warriors of Virtue.
I thought you were going to say Kangaroo Jack.
No.
Oh, no. Hey, did you know, speaking of, you know, things, did you know Sub Girl was supposed to have a much bigger part in the movie. Like, they introduce her very briefly. It's Joan Cusack. And then, or no, not Joan Cusack, but the other Cusack sister. And then she was written out.
Wait, she's in the movie?
She's in the movie. She's not called Subgirl, but she is in a sub, like, it's very clear that they're in a submarine at one point. And the idea was, while Tank Girl is fighting Malcolm McDowell and Jet Girl is flying around doing stuff, Subgirl is underneath getting the kids that they had captured.
Like, oh, yeah, out of
the thing. So, like, there's going to be a whole segment with Subgirl swimming around underneath, you know, in aqueducts and stuff like that.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I don't think they even call her Jet Girl in the movie.
They call her Jet.
Yeah, okay.
And they call Tank Girl Rebecca.
Yeah.
Throughout the whole thing. Anyway, Margot Robbie is a perfect choice for this new movie, and I
hope... Oh, yeah, she's definitely a modern-age version of that actress.
Yeah.
Yes, and I hope they... are able to do everything they need to, they want to, and need to do in this film to make it right.
I think in this day and age of comic book adaptations being more accurate and more accurate as we go on, I think we'll be pretty set.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we probably could have got a really great Ninja Turtles movie if Michael Bay wouldn't have been attached to the project.
Michael Bay was only executive producer; he really wasn't it.
I know, but he was still attached.
Plus, the second one I hear is much better than the first one.
It is. We've seen it.
I never saw the second
Yes,
one.
You did. No, you and me went together.
I think you did.
The first one.
We went and saw the second
I have never seen the second one.
It's got Bebop and Rocksteady. You've seen it.
I know it has Bebop and Rocksteady. I've wanted to see it. I've never seen that movie.
I could have sworn I remember you talking about it.
I did not see the second one. I saw the first one. I never saw the second one.
Huh.
I could have sworn. Anyway.
No.
Anyway.
John Cho hurt himself.
Yeah, that's a bummer.
You know, I read the article about him hurting himself on set for the Cowboy Bebop live action series, movie, miniseries, whatever they're doing.
Yeah, and they had to delay production on the... It's
like
a series.
9 months!
Yeah, he must have really...
He had to have surgery.
Yeah.
Oof. He said it was a routine stunt.
That he had practiced the living daylights out of.
He had practiced over and over, and he just boofed it so bad.
Here lately, there have been a lot of actors and actresses getting hurt on set.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, what's her name? Ruby Rose... They had to delay Batwoman shooting because she injured her neck, like, really, really bad. She had to have, like, emergency surgery.
Ooh. Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you look in, like, I guess more recent stuff for Batgirl, she has, like, a scar on her neck.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Batwoman.
Batwoman. Yeah.
But that's a bummer for John Cho, but, I mean, it's, you know, it's good that they're going to wait and give him plenty of time to
heal.
Kinda heal and come around, and then they'll... do this show that may or may not be good.
They did also announce that they had casted Ayn.
Yeah.
Okay, which one's Ayn?
The dog.
The corgi.
Oh,
the
yeah?
Corgi. And it's a corgi.
Hey!
They did a good one on that one.
Good job. Good job there. All right, so a couple of quick hits. The comic series, the long-standing comic series, Bone, is getting an animated series for, is it Netflix?
Netflix. Yes. Yep.
Yeah, that's cool. I mean, we only mentioned it because the guy, the creator, he's from Columbus. And that's pretty cool. I'm not sure if he's still around the area, but I believe he was at one point.
He's a big part of that comics.
The history, like the...
It's not quite a con. It's kind of a show, kind of like
artist
TCAF.
Yeah.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Comics art festival.
Yeah,
He's always a part of that. It's called Comic Crossroads Columbus.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. But
I gotta look up his name.
Yeah, let's look up his name. I've read a little bit of Bone. I've never really gone and read the whole thing. I don't know much about what it is.
Jeff Smith.
Yep, that's the guy's name.
Yeah, I've always wanted to read Bone, but I've never done it.
There's so much of it.
Yeah, it's like definitely one of those things you really can't go into the like.
There's multiple omnibuses or
omnibi.
Yeah.
Multiple octopuses of Bone.
So I'm looking forward to the cartoon. So it's going to be great.
I hope they really spend money on it because it's something that I think deserves to look really, really good.
I mean, if they do it like Hilda. Hilda was really good and really accurate to the graphic novels.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I would imagine Netflix going, okay, do exactly what you need to do and we'll just, you know, we'll print you the money.
Yeah, because not all Netflix animated shows look good. It's a real gambit.
That's why I'm a little concerned about Cuphead.
Yeah.
I'm hoping that they take the time and energy that went into making the game.
Well, the biggest thing with Cuphead is the fact that the art style is so specific and so iconic to that series.
Yeah.
there's only one way you can do it.
Yeah, that's true.
Because if you don't, it's just going to fall flat.
Here's a related news. They released like a teaser for a new Ghost in the Shell Netflix animated thing. And it's CG, like completely CG anime. And it's kind of like people are kind of on the fence about it.
Huh.
Because it looks a little cheap. Mm. I think it's okay.
I mean, I watched the, was it three Arise movies they did where they kind of retold the story of Ghost in the Shell a little bit, but kind of different. They were okay. Some of the characters didn't look exactly right in comparison to like the other materials.
People are complaining that the Major looks too cute, too cutesy. I mean, in this clip,
in the Arise stuff, she looks really young, and it takes place before they all join Section 9 and stuff.
Yeah, I don't think it looks that bad though. I think it's salvageable.
When they redid the original Ghost in the Shell movie with a bunch of CG scenes, it felt really weird. Like every CG scene was just off.
Well, it's because it was also like 1999 or whatever.
This was fairly recently.
Oh, they did it recently?
Yeah, this was like a couple years ago.
Oh, that seems unnecessary.
Like they spliced in certain, like they redid certain scenes in CG but kept like the rest of the movie in certain places.
Huh.
Mm. Like the scene when, like in the beginning when she like rappels down invisible and stuff and like jumps off the building, CG. Mm. It's really awkward to look at.
The original is such a cool and good movie too. It doesn't need altered. It sounds like a real Star Wars special edition kind of scenario.
It really was. Like that movie, like when you think like cyberpunk, that's the one that really jumps out for me.
That and Blade Runner, like yep. Prime delicious cyberpunk.
All right, well, hey, we are at time, so I hate to wrap things up, but we got to get out of here. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram. Check out those new cosplay photos at Nerd Overload now.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV, for absolutely free. We stopped charging for it.
Yeah.
Finally.
Yeah, finally. We are also on various podcast catchers like Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, and more. So check us out over there. We have a Patreon, patreon.com/nerdoverload now. If you like the show and you want to help support us, head on over there. Check it out. You can get the show a couple days early. Why not? What the heck? And finally, we sell t-shirts. Just go to our homepage and hit the store link and look at those sweet, sweet shirts over there.
Nerdoverload.com.
Yeah, that's right. So anyway, thanks a lot for tuning in, and we will be back next week.
Pizza out.
Ooh.